Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is January the 8th. It's Friday, 2021. And I hear something in the background. Not sure. Is that you, Butch?
That was a grunt. That was me. When you said 2021, I'm getting old.
I heard something else. I hear static or something, or air.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. I don't hear that. So, but, 2021. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thank you. And we're just moving right along, right into the new year. And it's been an exciting one so far.
It's an exciting time ahead.
I'm not going to say exciting. It's been
eventful.
Eventful, yes. And we are here on the 8th of January. And it was an eventful day in the gold market today. You have gold down 3.5%. A huge drop in the gold price. $65. $1,849. Wow. Silver was down. Earlier in the day, it was down 10%. Now we're looking at about 6.75% at $25.37. Platinum was down almost 5% at $1,066. Palladium was down 3%, down $59 to $2,402. Now, you can say all the reasons, you know, stronger dollar. Oh, it went up 0.19. It's now at 90.04. But they're looking for a stronger dollar, and crude oil was up 1.69. It's really interesting to see crude oil at these prices at 52.
You know, our gas price rose today. It rose. I mean, our price went up during gas at the gas pump. I was surprised. The gas prices rose 6 cents here today.
So, you know, and before I get to the markets, I mean, you know, you can come up with all kinds of reasons and so forth, but we did see a rise in Treasury yields. You know, if you're really following the markets and don't believe that there's other issues behind it, you can say, yeah, okay, let's point to the Treasury yields. It could be the culprit behind that. Maybe because the Treasury yields, it decreased the appetite of gold. But then yet, I'm reading everywhere that gold is going to be the investment of 2021. So, you know, with the higher yields, though, you will get a little bit of strength in the U.S. dollar. I can't imagine the little move in the dollar was totally responsible for that sell-off in gold. I mean, that's too big of a sell-off for the little bit of movement that we saw in the U.S. dollar. Others are pointing to Bitcoin, the competition. You know, you had Bitcoin hitting an all-time high of above 41,000 today. And, you know, there's arguments. You know, we can tell you all the reasons who and what, and it's fascinating to see that rise. And, hey, there are predictions it's going over 100 grand. But we'll just have to see. So there might be some sort of a shift happening. Because, you know what, Butch? Investors, what they do, they don't buy low and sell high. They get in at the high. So you can say, you know, and I can't imagine that you're having these big investment firms and so forth now going to Bitcoin at 41,000. I mean, that's a high, unless you really expect it to go to 100. Then all things are relative. So, you know, but everybody is expecting the Bitcoin bubble to eventually burst. But gold's going to continue to rise, not based on Bitcoin, not based on, you know, the Treasury yields, and it's going to go higher based on our U.S. dollar and our financial system of this nation. That's what's going to bring this nation to its knees. So, you know, right now you're going to have to see whether it's going to, you know, hold the levels that we're at, if we're going to see it dip a little bit further. I think people have just been so sidetracked because even the employment numbers were terrible that were released today. We'll talk about them here in a little bit. So it's that's what happened to gold today. The yield, the 10-year yield that I'm talking about is 1.10%. So, you know, and we only saw that little bit of move in the dollar. So, you know, the Dow came down off their highs, 56 points to the upside at 31,097. The NASDAQ was up a little over 1%, 13,201. The S&P was up 20 at 3,824. You know, maybe you might see some of this money move out of the paper markets and into Bitcoin, because they know everybody will follow. They know the paper markets are, you know, has one foot on the banana peel. You know, and I don't think our dollar and our yields would have much to do with Japan was up almost 2.5%. Hong Kong was up 1.25%. You know. Of course, you know, but you know, we haven't talked about this much again. The fear and greed index, I mean, that's up to 70. So people are feeling good out there in the world of the investing world. So, you know, and anytime, even Bank of America says the Bitcoin rally is going to be the mother of all bubbles. I don't think the Bitcoin is. I still think the yields, the treasuries are the mother of all bubbles. But so, and let me see if I can pull up the job losses here. Do you have the
readily? I sure do. Yes, I do. 5 minutes, a second.
Yeah, it was like 100. They were bad. 140,000.
I'm looking right. I'm having here just a second. Just give me a second. I'm hurrying through the paperwork. It, you got me off guard on that. I didn't know it didn't go that fast. But
well, you need to pay attention.
I heard you mention it, but I didn't know you won it right away. Tell you what. Yeah, 140,000 lost in December. Yes. Yeah. Worst in months since last April. Yes. 140,000.
I thought it was.
And of course, so, I mean, the places are shutting down again, everything all over again. You know that.
Yes, I do know that. And so, yeah, I mean, 140,000, that's all they could muster in the month of December when you have a holiday, although a lot of that holiday shopping went online. So, you know, it's pretty much the same old, same old.
It is.
You know, nothing really changes at all. Deficits are growing. Our trade deficits are growing. That's not being helped at all. There was an with what went on this week, Butch, there was an Pat Buchanan. I am a fan of Pat Buchanan. I think he writes awesome. He just always puts things into perspective for me if I start getting a little too crazy. And he did talk about what happened. And I really am going to put this in the our newsletter come Monday. And, you know, he wrote about it's the worst of days for Trump and Trumpists. Now, this is a positive article about what he's writing about. But, you know, he talks about how Trump will be demonized as no one else in our history since Nixon or McCarthy. He says, yeah, just 2 months ago, Trump rolled up the highest vote total ever by an incumbent president, 74 million. And according to four major polls that you don't hear anybody talking about, his approval remains where it's been for 4 years, between 40 and 50%. That has been constant. That has not changed. He wrote, what took place Wednesday was a disgrace and a debacle, but it was not, as some have wildly contended, comparable to, you know, the 9/11 or the British burning of the Capitol in 1814. This is all hyperbole, establishment propaganda. So it really is an interesting article, and he kind of puts everything into perspective. But it shows, and he talks about what to expect. How it will hit the various areas. He wrote that he doesn't believe that Trump will be coming back. The opposition to him inside the GOP would prevent his nomination or would defect to prevent his reelection were he nominated again. Yet the size and strength of Trump's movement is such that no Republican candidate, he declares persona non grata, could win the nomination and the presidency. Trump supporters are today being smeared by the same media who lionized the BLM and Antifa peaceful protesters who spent their summer rioting. So it really is a great article. And so make sure you sign up. Go to our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for it. And it'll come out to you
Melody,
on Monday.
You have to say this. I mean, the BLM and Antifa literally burnt down buildings and robbed businesses, took over city blocks, and the cops stood down, did nothing. They were praised because they were fighting for the liberty of all men. And BLM did infiltrate the group Wednesday. That was that's on video. I have proof of that. They infiltrated the group. They were the one who did the damage in the White House or in the Capitol. We know that to be a fact. But the news, of course, is not going to say that. They're going right back on the so-called Patriot Movement. They're called domestic terrorists now. Yeah, that's where it's headed.
Absolutely. We don't know if they were all BLM, but I absolutely believe, and I said this from day one, the whole thing was staged. It was a setup.
And that's what I've been hearing today, yes.
It was a setup.
That could be.
I said that from day one. And I believe, and I can't believe, that they're actually turning this into a racist
Yes.
situation. It's like, what? Are you kidding me?
Everything's racist now.
There was because there was a bunch of white people there,
and
that it
racist.
Was a terrible thing that the police showed up at all these other cities because they were black. Are you kidding me?
Well, now it's gotten to the point, and I'm not making this up. I can prove this. Saying Merry Christmas is racist. So that's where we are in this country. It's called divide and conquer. I mean, this is where it's insane. It's totally insane. And you mentioned the other day about the fella with the buffalo horns on his head, the bull horns on his head, going up in the Capitol. And I sent you the email. You'll have it in your email. The picture of the guy. The same guy was with BLM and other riots. The same guy exactly was the other place with BLM. So this was a plant. And there's no point in trying to argue with this. It's a plant. And it just ruined the... Well, then ruined, but it certainly affected the Patriot movement in this country to the point that it's going to be demonized for who knows how long in the future.
I know. And so, you know, maybe the only chance Trump, but I think also what happened, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I think it, in some way, it empowered President Trump even more. Because I think... I think it was only up until earlier this week that he gets how strong of a hold and base that he has. I don't think he gets it, and I don't think he understands it, but I think he has to know now that he has more power in order to exploit. And I think he went there that day just thinking it was just going to be a typical old pep rally as he's had everywhere else. I'd like to think he didn't really realize the power of his words when he was talking about fighting and everything and marching. I hope he didn't realize that's where the people were heading and so forth. But
we'll
I think now he knows the power that he has. He has a lot of power.
I think you're right. And of course, there's still talk he's going to do something. And I agree with you. There's about much chance at a snowball surviving in hell. You know that. It's not going to happen.
I don't know where that stuff comes from. But there's nothing he's going to be able to do.
This has been hashed over already.
The only thing that he would be able to do is start a war somewhere. It's the only thing that he would be able to do.
Now don't say that too loud. But it was a corrupt election. There's no doubt about that. But it's done,
absolutely.
And they got by with it. They got by with it.
And the thing of it is, the problem is they don't even want to check it out.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They ignored even
the
Republicans.
People don't care that there was 8,000 dead people voting. Oh, well, that wouldn't have changed the election one way. I don't care. You should still want to have that investigated. A commission, something, so it doesn't happen again. Because the next time it's not going to be 8,000. It might be 50,000. And if it was 8,000 in one spot, how many other 8,000 spots were there across this country?
I agree.
So
I
no,
totally
oh
agree,
well,
it?
You know, they make mistakes. No.
Not this for dead people.
There should not for dead people.
No, that's impossible. That's done on purpose.
And hey, if somebody died a month ago, maybe I'd give them that. But these are people that have been dead for 20 years. So
that's where we are.
But that's how they explain this away. And it's like, forget it. You should still want to have a... And even what these congressmen and what these senators were trying to introduce, their commissions, 10 days, they couldn't get anything done in 10 days. They would have to issue subpoenas, and you know, everybody would turn down those subpoenas and, you know, and everything else. So, I mean, I think those senators and those congressmen that were trying to at least bring attention to the problem, kudos to them. God bless them. But it wouldn't have been, you know, they couldn't have done anything.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late.
And the next 4 years...
Should have been done back in April.
The next 4 years is going to be a big change in a lot of the finances and not in good ways. I mean, this last 4 years have been rough. Next 4 years under the communist rule, so to speak, we're going to see something really, really happen to this country that we had talked about for a while. Probably the reset we talked about could even come into play. Who knows? But we know that Biden and Kamala are both purely socialist, communist. And we'll say, I mean, Kamala made a statement that I'll make everybody tremble as far as what she said about everybody being equal. We're heading down a bad road after the break. Well, let me like to read a statement by Nikita Khrushchev back in 1959. I remember him saying this. I was 11 years old then. But I remember him saying this and telling American people that they would take us over without firing a shot. And I'm going to read to you after the break. And so you understand what he's saying, because this has happened. He prophesied it, and it happened. Not he's a Christian, but he said it's going to happen, and it happened.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's the more things change, the more they stay the same, I think. We'll see. And but it's a great time to be buying your gold and silver. And
yes, it is.
It is. We got 2021s coming out. They'll be shipping pretty soon. And same way with Gold Eagles 2021. And so it's going to be a wild and rough year. So don't get caught up in it. Be prepared and give us a call.
At 800-375-4188. I'll just finish that for you. That's, folks,
well, thank
don't
you.
Put it off.
You were paying attention
welcome.
This time.
I'm
you
paying attention.
I was
attention.
Testing you.
Oh, okay. Well, pass that one. All right. But anyway, folks, do call her. At least talk to her and see what you can do, please. But I have got a product here, Melody. I think you should add your lineup. I think I'm going to put it in stock here in our ministry. Now, this is no joke. This is for real. This is from our catalog. The gentleman who sent me his donation today sent me a picture of a catalog. It's called a social distance zapper. Now, it's only $12.95. Some people just don't take a hint. If you anger eyes over your well-secured mask isn't enough to get you the safe space you deserve, here's a way to prod people into making better choices. A 4.5-volt charge zapper delivers a light, harmless jolt, batteries not included, rubber handle, we recommend a 6 foot of each, so it's 6 foot long, including your arm. So only $12.95. So folks, there you go. All I've got those in stock and call decision right away. It's a zapper to keep people in their distance. To get too close, zap them. And I'm sure they're going to love it and probably give you a kiss for it. This is for real product. And the number to order, the part number is CAN572. That's the part number, 1295, for a social distance zapper. Melody, I think you should add those to the lineup.
Okay.
So there you go.
I want 10.
All right.
Christmas is over, but it's a gift that keeps on giving.
You might need even more under Biden. There's no doubt about it. We're going to need even more under Biden because there's going to be a lot of things going to change, folks. I promise you that's true. But I do want to read a statement here that I remember hearing. I was 11 years old the month of September, 1959. I turned 11 on September 7th. And in September 29, 1959, a guy named Nikita Khrushchev made a statement. Now, I remember saying this on TV. And no one, at least I was just a young and I had no idea, but no one seemed paying attention to it or they ignored it. This is what he said. Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find you already have communism. And folks, they have done that so successfully. My gosh, think back over the last 50 years, let's say 60 years longer. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like an overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. Now, that's what he said September 29, 1959. Of course, the eight levels that lead to that is called universal health care, causing poverty to increase the national debt is unsustainable. These are all things that they have mentioned that are things that will work. We'll increase welfare, think of all religions so you can teach your children what you want them to believe, remove any faith in God out of the public system as much as possible, and of course class warfare. And boy, have they done that in the last few years. Divide the people in the wealthy and the poor and different races, divide them up and cause problems. And they've done that so effectively. Have they not, Melody?
They certainly have.
You know, and but for him to say this, this has been 60 years ago since he said this. Actually, 62 years ago, almost. And I know he man when the prophet, but he as far as being a Christian prophet, he certainly knew what was going down. He eased it in on America. Of course, this started with Roosevelt and Social Security, and went on from there. But folks, the word Social Security, socialism security, is what it boils down to. You say, "Why's my money?" No. Now that is, they take the money, spend on something else. You get money for the next generation up. That's how it's worked for all these years. So it is what it is. That's what he said is going to happen, and it happened. But on the bright side, Melody, Elon Musk just became the richest person in the world. Aren't you excited about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's worth $185 billion with government
with
help,
government,
of course.
That's with
our help.
That's right.
We funded it.
Taxpayer, yep.
We funded it. So Musk's wealth surge over the past year marks the fastest rise to the top of the rich list in history, the report said. I am so tickled for Elon Musk. I mean, I'm glad I could afford to help him get over the top. I mean, that's how it should work. They should make all the money they can. Any comments on that, Melody? I had to share that.
I don't have a problem making people making money.
No,
I mean, if they
work
hard,
no,
you know, and so forth and whatnot. But and hey, they get government contracts. We pay for it. They don't pay a dime in taxes, and they don't give any. What do they give back to this nation? They give absolutely nothing. They strip it. They strip the citizens of this nation. Oh, they provide jobs here and there. Yeah, that's all. They get away with no taxes. They are given property around this country so they can, you know, build their plants at no cost to them whatsoever. Well, maybe some cost, but, you know, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration. But still, the richest man in the world. What does he do to give back? You know, you look at these Zuckerbergs, you know, no one, and I get it. The argument was, well, these are corporations. They can do with whatever they want. But, I mean, to poll the President of the United States, Twitter account, close it, and Facebook and everything else?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree, and I don't agree with what he said in order to help with the, you know, to get people all fired up. I don't agree with that at all. But to me, it shows the rest of the world. I mean, if you were going to strike this nation, now would probably be a pretty good time. I mean, it shows how weak we are. And we're
how one side has become, Melody. It's become very one-sided.
It really has. I mean, we're just not talking double standards here. We're talking about quadruple standards here.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. And it's nothing new. It's just our emotions, I think. And they're taking more advantage today than they've ever had. They're spitting in our face.
Yes.
Without talking. Without... They're just accusing. And again, yeah, I'm not... happy. I mean, I think what went on was, but there was good men, women, peaceful protesting. I believe, Butch, that was set up. And
well,
you can't
I've heard
blame
it by the people,
you
yes.
can't believe, and I'm one, you can't blame it all on somebody else. You know, everybody was at fault. But there was reasons why the police weren't there. I was reading that they kept asking for, was it Maryland? They kept wanting to send help, police.
Yep, yep.
They kept being turned down. Nope, you don't. We don't need you. Nope, we don't need you. And so, I don't know. We'll never know the truth. Very little
they'll make us think we do, because they keep pounding their head what happened. It was a lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll lie to us.
Yep.
But if you said on CBS or NBC or any of the rest of them, most people will say, well, that has to be the truth because they said so.
Yeah.
That's the downfall of our country.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't even watch most of the news this week. was after the 6th. It was just so bad. So bad.
Yes, it was. Then the video of the young lady being shot. I've seen that in real life. You don't want to see that in real life. There's nothing glorious about it. I'm not saying that in some cases it isn't necessary. This case wasn't necessary at all. There's nothing glorious and romantic about war or killing at all. None. Zip. Zilch. Even the reason is solid and moral is still not a pleasant thing that is. And so please don't think that that's a benign, sterile atmosphere when somebody has to be shot and taken down. It's not. No way. But anyway, I won't get into that. Bring back things I don't even want to talk about. But it's, folks, this is serious. It is. And now I thank Melody in this next article. I want your opinion on the Great Reset is here. And what a time to really do some of these things they've been talking about doing for the last, 30, 40 years or longer? Would you agree?
Well, go on, and then I'll give you my...
Well, okay. 2020 has been one of the strangest years in American history, from the sham presidential impeachment, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economy destroying national lockdown, to widespread hysterical demands to defund the police, while Marxist mob burn and loot American cities, to big tech scandalously suppressing journalism it doesn't like, to big media openly siding with the senile and corrupt Joe Biden while portraying President Donald Trump as a mentally ill white supremacist dictator, to November's breathtakingly rigged election like the most crooked and corrupt in U.S. history. And then between these wall-to-wall crises, blue state mayors and governors still found time to close churches while keeping strip clubs open, destroy as many small businesses as possible, encouraging the rioting, and threaten law-abiding citizens with unrest and imprisonment for having too many people in their home for Thanksgiving. The widespread anxiety, confusion, distress, and most of all, anger and fear resulting from these developments all but guarantees ongoing division and violence throughout America, if not outright civil war. But apparently that's not enough for today's arrogant leader class. Right now, under the undercover COVID pandemic, global elites, including right here in America, are actively engaging in ushering in a completely new world system they call the Great Reset. That doesn't just mean financial mail. That means the Great Reset, a socialized system worldwide. That is leaning, I think, more in that direction than anything else. I mean, we're seeing that worldwide now. But of course, it's going to hurt financially. But it's more to it than just the financial part, if you follow what I'm saying.
I do.
Control, you know, and money, and taking away people's wealth. That's, folks, why she's trying to help you get set for what's coming, because it is coming. It is coming. And I don't see it being stopped. I wish I could say, well, there's a fifth chance it's going to turn around. I don't see it. I mean, I'm not a trumpeter, but Trump has done really dirty people in the election. He was really cheated big time in the election. Whether you agree with him or not, the man was taken down by fraud, and nothing is going to be done about it. Obviously, that's true. I don't see it changing. I hear people talking today on other broadcasts, well, Trump's got this up his sleeve, and some generals agree with him, and he's going to turn around. No, I don't think so. We got, 13 days to inauguration? So, no, folks, I don't see it happening.
The only thing that he can do, as I said in the beginning, would be war. He doesn't have anything up his sleeve. I mean, what else could he do? Nothing.
Well, it's not pleasant to think about either way. It isn't. To have a nation that allows this type of shenanigans to go on and get by with it. If this wasn't brought out in the open, some people have been arrested and put in prison for it. Even the insanity of it could have been overlooked, and we could have straightened it up. But Melody, they get by with this, blatantly get by with it. So what hope is there for the next election, in the future of this country, for our children? What hope is left when we can't even hold an honest election? How do you change? How do you get corrupt people out of office if you can't vote them out? So that's where we are. This is America today. We don't like it, but we're not. It's true. It is really true. This is America today, 2021. Your vote does not count.
And you know what? I talk about how weak we seem to the rest of the world. You actually have Pelosi called the Pentagon's top general yesterday and urged him to add precautions to stop what she called an unhinged President Trump from using the nuclear codes. How the heck does that sound to the rest of the world? We have a president that can't use the nuclear codes? General Mark Milley or Milley? She called to the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Mark Milley. I mean, are you kidding me?
Nancy Pelosi is a loudmouth, loose cannon. An insane individual. Has no reasoning ability left in her mind to know right from wrong and good from evil. Now, that's just the way it is. She's not by herself, but she has a voice in the House.
She does.
And she does. And she's destroyed more of this nation's, moral fiber than anybody that's ever been Speaker of the House, in the sense that she's divided the nation on purpose.
Well, what is also interesting about this, when you think about it, that she wants precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. Now, my question is, what does she know that we don't know? Are we closer? Is she fearing? Does she have information? Now, I'm just speculating, but that's a pretty drastic step to take, considering he only has 12 days. And, you know, I mean, he's got everybody and everyone watching him and so forth. So why is all of a sudden she concerned about ordering a nuclear strike?
I don't know.
Do you get my drift?
I do.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I really do. It's kind of scary, but you can't trust him for good morning. You don't know what they know and don't know. And if they did say how do you know they're not lying to us?
But I also know there are things building up around this world. And what's interesting, I heard someone talk about Iran today. And it really does make sense. He says, you're not going to get anything. Iran's not going to do anything prior to this next administration. Iran's got how many days? 12 days, 16 days or whatever? Until the new administration begins. And they know, and they want those sanctions off them real bad. And who's the most likely person to stop those sanctions against Iran and go back to the Iranian deal that they had? Of course, that's Biden.
Of course.
And that was my one problem that I had with Trump. He pulled us out of that Iranian deal. He didn't do anything to keep the next administration Democrat coming in and reigniting it. Right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a mess.
Well, it is a mess. Well, you can look forward now, I think, very soon to $15 minimum wage. Very soon. They said this is a $15 federal minimum wage edged closer after Democrats won the two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia. According to NBC's new projections, such a pay boost would more than double the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, but likely face resistance from some Republicans and business groups. The Republicans are powerless. Forget it, folks. They can holler and squall, nothing's going to happen. $7.25 doubled to $15 an hour. It's going to put a lot of small businesses out of business or cost a lot of jobs because they can't afford to pay it. Now, that's just the way it is. Minimum wage doesn't work because it cuts back on jobs and people's hours at work. Melody, I don't know why people can't see that. You know, one time, I have to admit, when I was younger, I was all for the minimum wage boost. I thought, man, that really benefits me and everybody else that's working. But it actually hurt us, didn't it? It caused inflation, caused more layoffs, and less hours. Any comments on that?
No, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, you know what? There's other ways to bring up wages. But that's also inflationary.
Of course it is.
So, but yeah, I mean, people just don't absorb this and expect to pay these increases. These businessmen think they're going to pay it out of their pockets. And you know what? And the people that it really hurts is your mom and pop shops.
Yep.
Your little local stores that have been just literally destroyed this past year. So when you have all these restaurants, thousands and thousands of people that are going to be unemployed because their employer is filing bankruptcy and shutting their doors, you're going to force other people to increase wages?
Well, I remember...
And that's
when
but then you're going to have an overabundance of employees. So, I don't know.
But when I got married back in 1971, Mel, that's hard to believe, isn't it? I got married on November 20th, 1971. Minimum wage was $1.80 an hour. Not bad. I made $2 an hour. Worked at a sawmill. And a gallon of milk was 48 cents. Now the minimum wage is, was just $8 average. And a gallon of milk is $4. How much did we gain to increase minimum wage? From 48 cents to $4, that's a lot higher increase percentage-wise than it is from $1.80 to $8. Would you agree?
I agree.
So what are we gaining by doing that? Folks, we got to stop and think. But now that the bull's loose in the China shop, how are we going to stop it? With the socialists and communists controlling all three houses, how are you going to stop it? We're going to see more attacks on the finances. We're going to see more attacks on our guns. We're going to see attacks on all of our freedoms taken up very quickly. And I promise you this, on the conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, the tax going to increase tremendously. I promise you that. I mean, by the way, what's going on with the refund, the bailout money, the $600 that everybody's supposed to get? Have you heard anything about that? Are people getting it? I haven't heard anybody got it yet. Maybe they have, but you know anybody's got it?
Yeah, some got it. Some's going into the wrong account. Some's going here. Some can't get it. So it's just another mess up, that another federal program that they can't work properly. But
well, see,
I don't know why the first
one. Go ahead.
The first one wasn't that, you know, they got it out, but they still had issues and so forth. But you think they'd have it worked out properly now. But
Well, scammers have taken $36 billion in fraudulent unemployment payments from American workers. So that's out. But it's $36 billion being scammed off from different people at different places. So I don't. I'm sure somebody got it. I don't know if anybody in my area got it. Nobody said anything to me. It's none of my business. I didn't get it. So maybe somebody else did. I don't know how they even planned this time. I know there are different stipulations for get it this time. I don't know how that even works. I didn't look into it. But it is just every time something like this happened, there's always ripoffs. You know that, and scammers. And that $36 billion is a chunk of change to get ripped off on $900 billion. But that's what's happened. So I just thought to ask you what's become of that, because I haven't heard anything about it.
No, people are getting it, and now they're focused on the 2000. And your senator, what's his name?
Manchin.
Manchin. He's not for it. He's not for the 2,000 additional stimulus. You know, he's more concerned about getting everybody vaccinated. He says that's the priority, not the $2,000. You get everybody vaccinated, they can go back to work. They don't need the $2,000. So that's what he's saying.
Well, you know, Manchin was governor in this state for two terms. I met with him in person in his office twice on different issues, and he was a so-so governor. He would be pretty much right on one issue and then go crop deep in the other issue. He's unstable, about all politicians are, obviously. You can't trust him. So I don't know what to say about Manchin on that. I mean, he's coming from West Virginia, where we're probably one of the strongest gun rights states in the nation. Well, we don't need permits here to carry anything, anytime, concealed or unconcealed. But he went to D.C., said he wanted to cut back on magazine restrictions for guns, different things. So I'm surprised he stayed in office. I really am. So don't Manchin maybe is right on this. He's right about $2,000. About the COVID vaccine, that's a whole different ballgame. So we'll see.
But we do know that. What's interesting about that, though, Butch, is that he's bucking Biden.
Yeah, he is. He is.
So that might be a... Although it's not over yet, it's too hard to say whether he'll buck him 100%. But hey, he's going against his leader. So,
and here I just of course go ahead.
I know you had one in there about a Civil War woman, but that passed away. But we talked about her yesterday. But
did you?
Tommy Lasorda. Yeah. Do you know Tom? Remember Tom?
I remember him.
Dodgers
yeah, sure.
legend.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah. Oh, did he? When today?
Yeah. Last night, I guess.
Wow.
He spent an incredible 71 years with the Dodgers organization as one of the most memorable personalities in baseball history. Lasorda's accolades are astounding. He managed the Dodgers for 21 seasons from 1976 to 1996. He won two World Series titles in 1981 and 1988. And has 1,599 career wins as a manager, 22nd all time. And you know what's interesting? I guess the Dodgers won the last World Series game, and so he was able to he saw his Dodgers win the World Series for the first time since his win in 1988. So he was 93 years old, and he was a character. And he was a good guy.
Well, that's everything I heard about the guy. He was a pretty much straight shooter. But you already covered the lady, the Civil War.
We did yesterday.
That died. Yes. Yeah, okay, and I guess you told the story about how she became a Civil War widow.
We kind of ran out of time when we were doing it. If you'd like to bring that up,
I would like to share it because I thought it was quite remarkable. If you don't mind, I'll read it quick scan because I thought it was interesting. Helen Viola Jackson, 1936, married to James Boland, was unusual to say the least. He was 93 and in declining health, and she was 17-year-old schoolgirl.
Oh, wouldn't they scream today?
Oh, my gosh, wouldn't they? Boland was also a Civil War veteran who fought for the Union in the border state of Missouri. Jackson was almost certainly the last remaining widow of a Civil War soldier. When she died December 16th in a nursing home in Marshfield, Missouri, she was 101. Several Civil War heritage organizations have recognized Jackson's quiet role in history. None, one that she hid for all but the final 3 years of her life, said Nicholson Emmon, her pastor and longtime friend. Yet in those final years, Emmon said Jackson embraced the recognition that included a spot on the Missouri Walk of Fame and countless cards and letters from well-wishers. It was sort of a healing process for Helen. That something she thought would be kind of a scarlet letter would be celebrated in latter years. Jackson grew up one of 10 children in the tiny southwestern Missouri town of Nagano near Marshfield. Bolin, a widower who had served as a private in the 14th Missouri Cavalry during the Civil War, 7 decades early, lived nearby. Jackson's father volunteered his teenage daughter to stop by Bolin's house each day to provide care and help with chores. To pay back her kindness, Bolin offered to marry Jackson, which would allow her to receive his soldier's pension after his death, a compelling offer in the context of the Great Depression. So, I mean, that's what he wouldn't give back for what she'd done for him. And you and I both know there's nothing to be consummated between those two, but it's a way to give back a gift. And whether you agree with it or not, that's what happened. And I thought it was kind of an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 101 years old, so she had a long, rich life. I mean, she really did. And of course, now the rich are expecting Biden's taxes to really hike up on them. Anyone earning more than $400,000 a year said that they're going to be hit really hard on tax hikes under Biden's administration, and of course, the Democratic sweep of the White House, Congress, and all that. It's going to put a hurt on a lot of people that maybe have worked hard for the money. Again, you go back to Elon Musk, $187 billion earned mostly from you and I. A lot of these business owners struggle to get where they are, and they're making $400,000 a year. That's nowhere near what Elon Musk makes. And maybe he'll be taxed too at that point, but as you said, they don't pay taxes.
Please.
They have ways around it. But the middle class, again, being hammered again, Melody. No, you say 400,000 is not middle class. It's upper middle class in today's society. It really is. The middle class is being taken down step by step. And would you say middle class today, probably 50,000 up, would that be middle class?
50,000, well, yeah, I mean, poverty is almost 30.
So the so middle class is at least 50,000, yes.
It would be lower middle class.
So let's say 150,000 middle class then, but they want to, you know, tax any more. So the middle class is being taken down step by step. Small business owners who maybe do make $500,000 a year, who work hours and hours to develop their company, the companies and their businesses, their restaurants, whatever, and they work their tails off to get there. Now they're gonna be hammered for their hard work. And what are they gonna do with the money? What are they gonna do with it? They're gonna waste it. What does government always do with money? Whatever it wants, I guess. They waste it. Nothing. I mean, don't people? Why can't people see this? And now Kamala Harris goes full Marxist. She said equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place. Honey, you're right on the money. All end up broke and in slavery. Senator Kamala Harris of California was heavily criticized for championing a communist ideology Sunday on Twitter. Now, she's not banned from Twitter, folks. And remember, the party that effectively supports the nationwide mandated wearing of masks let her own mask slip off with respect to her apparent embrace of Marxist ideologies in a video posted just 2 days before the election. In the video, Harris explained to viewers the difference between equality and equity and claimed that what happens, what's important is that all Americans end up at the same place in life. Melody, that is outright communism. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's right out in the open. There she said it. We all knew it. I mean, it's right out in the open. I mean, of all the candidates that run for Democratic on the primary, two of the worst ones are chosen to run for office. Harris is almost gone instantly. And here she is, going to be vice president, saying that we all should be equal in life. What's that tell you, Melody?
You know, it's, I get speechless.
I want to say.
Don't tease me because I'm a female and I'm speechless. But it's, and it really is, it just goes unseen and people just can't grasp the true meaning behind these people. And it's, you know,
you can't grow wealth in the country if you destroy the foundations of those who built the country.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot do it. You keep pulling them back down into where they are equal to everybody. Why should they strive to do better?
Why should they build businesses?
Exactly. Why should they build businesses? Why should they fight through all the red tape and everything to get a business built up and hire employees? And why should they do it if they're going to be jerked back down into nothing again?
And, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's all right.
We're not even equal when we're in the ground.
No, we're not.
Some of us is going to go one place, and some of us is going to go another place. So we're not even equal in the ground.
That's the most important thing people realize too, folks. Yeah. Seriously, as a pastor, I'll tell you that. But they're undermining the building blocks of this country as far as people that are willing to work to prosper. I didn't say cheat and steal and lie like many of them have, including Biden and the rest of them. I'm saying those who are willing to put in their hours, put in the headaches and the heartaches to build something for their family in the future. And she ain't tough money because they will make everybody equally poor. I mean, we were told this by other nations over a lot of years that you don't want to socialize your medicine because if you do, you lose the quality of medicine. Folks, they're right. We have lost it. We have. And there's the times up.
Yeah, it is. 1-800-375-4188. Be safe out there this weekend, and we'll be back Monday. So until then, good night and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.